I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May 19th, 2014 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our City Council meeting this evening. I've already shown Ms. Poppy where the agendas are, but there are agendas on the two side tables if anybody wants an additional copy of that. And you are welcome, when we get to an item that's of interest to you, to raise your hand, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Husman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have none this evening. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just have a brief announcement at the end of the meeting regarding an event at the Ability Center.
We'll make that agenda item 14.
Thank you.
Seeing no other items from members of City Council, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on May the 5th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the May 5th, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our meeting on May the 5th, 2014 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5, we are glad to have back with us the latest Miss Poppy. She is in the long list of Miss Poppies that come to us this time of the year. Miss Poppy this year is Gabrielle Lick. She is a third grader at Christ the King Elementary School. And I'm going to go out and read a proclamation and then have the honor of purchasing her first poppy. Get your money.
You can read right along with me. It's a proclamation of the Office of the Mayor. Whereas America is the land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, and whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle, and whereas a nation at peace must be reminded of the price of war, and whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars, and whereas the American Legion Auxiliary has pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the memorial flowers. Now therefore, I, Craig H. Dowd, Mayor, do declare and proclaim Friday, May 23rd, 2014, as American Legion Auxiliary Poppy Day in the city of Sylvania, and ask that all citizens pay tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom by wearing Memorial Day poppies on this day. Thank you for coming. Oh, this is very special. Let me put a... Is that going in your basket? You can get ready. Put it in your basket.
Yeah.
Wow. This is actual. See?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Why don't you come right up here with me and we'll introduce you to all members of council.
Thank you.
much for coming in, and I remind everybody that we do have our annual Memorial Day ceremony in Toledo Memorial Park Monday at 9 a.m. The parade starts off at about 10 o'clock from St. Joseph's Church parking lot, and then about 11, but every year it slides a little later. A little after 11 will be the memorial service at Veterans Memorial Field in North Sylvania.
Hopefully no train this year.
Trains are a problem for the parade.
Poppy Day again is Friday here, and we are standing this year at Barry's Bagels.
Sylvania House Vineyard.
Ross is standing at the one in Westgate. So you get a chance to get to Barry's, that's where we'll be this year.
Great. Sounds like a good spot.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. With council's permission, I would like to insert a agenda item 5A. Our state senator, Randy Gardner, who is greeting Ms. Poppy at the moment.
Why, Paymax in there.
I'm being upstaged, I can tell. All right. Senator Gardner called me up last week and asked if he could come and speak with us here tonight. He's visiting all of his constituencies, but also would like to bring us information about the current Joint Economic Development Zone legislation that's finding its way through the state legislature right now. So welcome, Senator.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much. I haven't had to pay before to speak before a council or not, but I was glad to. I apologize for being a few minutes later. I was in Monclova Township, Amsoil, Springfield tonight to do a little bit of an update. And I must say that the Senate district is so diverse. A number of weeks ago, I was in Rocky Ridge. 300 people, not necessarily a well-to-do small village. And believe it or not, I got lost. It took me 3 trips around town to find the village. But if you've been to Rocky Ridge recently, you'd get lost at least once yourself. Okay. But I think then to come to a great chamber hall like this. So it's. I'm not going to take too much of your time. In fact, candidly, I have an 8 o'clock conference call on the budget bill that we're going to vote on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and we're still working on it. So it's that kind of a schedule right now. But I have 5 counties, 800 local government officials that I have the privilege of working with, and I kind of realized I had not been to Sylvania Council since my first time as your senator, and thought I would come back and just bring you a very brief update. The one thing, it would be inappropriate for me perhaps not to at least acknowledge the leadership of the mayor with respect to the River Trail project that you already know about by now, I trust. Where we had the compromise is a necessity in government sometimes, and the mayor proposed, and I think that with the support of the council, that we appropriate $300,000 for the River Trail project, and he was forced to compromise, and he took $400,000. So
I like that kind of negotiation.
he's a tough one, let me tell you. So, really, it's I know it's been an ongoing cry and a project for safety reasons, for economic development, for lots of benefits to the city, and I know that Representative Sears and I both wish you well with that project. The only other thing I guess I would say about the legislation, you've read a lot about the JEDZ legislation. I've talked with the mayor a little bit. I know you don't have a joint economic development zone yet. I'm not even sure if you have any districts at this point. This is controversial legislation. I think it's necessary to a point. I probably wouldn't write it quite like the way we're doing it. I would actually provide more restrictions on existing JEDZs, but I would also probably allow a little more flexibility on those that are already in process. And you're going to probably see tomorrow where some people that thought they were going to the ballot in August aren't. And those that were going to go to the ballot in November can do so, but under new regulation and new guardrails on the creation of the zone. When the bill left the House, they were going to be basically ended abruptly this year, and even existing JEDZs, those local government agreements, would have been abolished on January 1st. Those will now be continued. Those will be grandfathered, and so they will be allowed to continue into the future. But the challenge of 2014 in creating them is going to be different. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but just to say that the sponsor of the bill has been listening and is going to be up in Northwest Ohio to work with a number of the townships and municipalities that are interested in these types of joint agreements, and that we are going to take a look at joint economic development districts and whether or not those regulations and that law needs to be changed a little bit and updated. There's also something new called municipal utility districts, where perhaps as a municipality you might be more interested in, and there may be some opportunities there. So while it doesn't affect you directly, perhaps in 2014, the entirety of the work of local economic development might affect you in the future. And you know, this bill, the City of Toledo actually has come on board now and supported it after being very concerned about it. But the County Commission Association, AFSCME, NFIB, even the Northwest Ohio Regional Economic Development Organization all has endorsed it. And so it is likely to pass this week in the Senate. So what we might do is just take a look at that and then think about ways in which you have preferred to, or maybe impediments in the current law that have made it more difficult for you to partner with other local governments on joint projects. I would welcome your input on that, because this, you know, 'tis the season on this subject, so other things may be happening. Other than that, there's going to be a budget bill that will pass probably in the Senate Finance Committee tomorrow morning and probably on the Senate floor on Wednesday. I don't think I should try to make any news, not that anybody would be reporting it tonight. I don't know if there's a reporter here or not. There is. Are you on the air or something before tomorrow? Let me just say it this way. For those of you who thought that the 50% small business tax cut for the first $250,000 of income was a good thing, you're going to be additionally pleased with what happens this week in the Ohio Senate. For those of you who just can't wait to get some additional, to speed up perhaps an income tax that has already been passed, you'll be additionally pleased this week as well. But the bill then would still go to the House, and there may be additional changes. But that is going on as well tomorrow in Columbus. But with that, that was really kind of the brief report. I did want to thank the mayor publicly for his leadership, and perhaps for, I'm sure there was a finance committee. I know this is, the mayor can't do anything by himself, and you appropriate dollars for a project, the matching dollars, so I don't mean to not include all of council and other leaders here in Sylvania, but we're pleased to support that. I have 800 local government officials. You are obviously in that group, and I hope that you'll feel that I'm available to you, and that you're, I know Hanum will tell me what's up just about any time I see him. Right? But it's been a while.
It has.
It's been a little while, so I kind of opened that door, didn't I? Just
yep.
But
sounds like I need to get on your calendar.
Some of you I've worked with a number of years, and some of you I don't know as well. But regardless, it's a privilege to represent Sylvania, and I appreciate having an opportunity to come and visit you. I figure if I visit Rocky Ridge in Clay Township, I better visit Sylvania. So, any comments or questions? I do have a few minutes. A
couple of quick ones. First, on JEDs, J-E-D-Ds, mm-hmm. We have tried to work with Sylvania Township in the past and find a formula that would work for the good of the community, mm-hmm. and we appreciate the chance to keep trying that route, okay. To find a way for additional economic development that benefits both the township and the city. So,
Perhaps we can review previous efforts, and maybe if there's additional meetings or a task force or something in the area that gets developed, maybe there'll be a reason or an impediment that why it didn't quite come together before, and maybe...
We're currently in touch with township officials discussing that possibility along with some other issues of concern between the city and the township. So that one I expect to come up.
Okay, terrific.
And then also, as a small businessman, I really appreciated the 50% tax credit that was given. I'm not sure how you can, how the state can afford to do something else, but anything that makes Ohio more business-friendly and you can still balance the books in Columbus makes a lot of sense.
You know, two points of that. I'm supportive of it. I will have to tell you, you don't usually go to local governments and talk about something you failed to achieve. But I introduced an amendment last week in the Senate where I tried to get $115 million 2014 local government reimbursement fund for this. I think I spoke to you a little bit earlier about it. This was an historic, difficult winter. And almost every local government, if the local government was doing its job, had to spend more in salary costs and overtime, equipment, both road damage as well as equipment damage. It was harsh in a number of ways. And quite frankly, we have the capacity to do some for our local government partners. And so I introduced an amendment last week that was a $10 per capita reimbursement fund for 2014. And I know that may not sound like much when you look at it for an individual municipality or township or county, but it would have been about $115 million statewide.
It would have been $190,000 for Sylvania, and that's a big enough number to interest me.
But it would have at least acknowledged that if you're doing your job as local governments, you're going to have to take care of the safety and the people. And it's I don't want to tell you tonight that it's likely to happen. I proposed it, and it has gotten the attention of some people in the House and Senate. And maybe in the next budget we can acknowledge at least a little bit more our local government partners. But I want you to know that was I didn't do a press release and didn't try to do a lot of fanfare because I didn't want to just grandstand on the issue, but I do fundamentally think that we can provide a little stronger level of assistance, especially in a situation like that.
I saw that unemployment rate is down and number of employed is up in the state of Ohio. Is that reflected in the state's income tax receipts?
Yes, it is. To some extent, it's been a little sporadic around the state, but in general, I think that's one of the reasons why you will see this small business reduction, if it comes to pass tomorrow, and it will be discussed in about 7 minutes.
We'll let you out the door here.
is reflective of a stronger economy and trying to encourage even more jobs and more competitive small business climate. So I would say that the answer is yes. This is not a permanent tax reduction, but this is an additional 2014 to spur some additional economic activity. Anyone else at all? Comments, questions? If not, I think you get periodically emails from me, and I hopefully you all have access to my phone numbers and my email addresses. My cell phone is 419-308-1133. What I usually tell people is, I think, what are you doing, saying that publicly like that? People, for the most part, don't abuse that privilege, but if you do, I might not answer the first time because I might not realize it's you, or in some of your cases, I might realize it's you. But I would certainly call you back because, again, I don't consider us at different levels of government. I really don't. I think we're just all in the same business.
How many government officials did you say? 600? 800?
About 800.
800. Well, that's a lot of people calling you.
And you'll never hear me complain about how long the district is. It's about 8 miles longer than the 9th Congressional District.
Wow.
So I started in the Williams Fulton County line, and I go all the way to Vermilion. And it's just a shade longer.
That is a long way to Vermilion.
The 9th Congressional District. But
Well, I can report that I did call your cell phone on Friday, and you answered it quite promptly.
Anybody else in the future, I'd be glad to come back, and it's an honor to represent Sylvania. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for all you do.
Thanks for coming. Take care.
All right, let's get back on our agenda. We're up to agenda item six. We have two reports back from the Planning Commission's meeting last Wednesday. The first had to do with special use permit amendment SUP 1, 2014. This was to add a new structure near the driving range of the golf, on the golf course, back away from both property lines and back from Erie Street. It was for a new pump house for, instead of drawing water out of Ten Mile Creek, they're going to put in deep wells to sprinkle the course. You can see that the Planning Commission did recommend to you the approval of that special use permit. However, because it is a change of a special use permit, you will have to advertise for a public hearing before you can change that special use permit. The second one was special use permit 2, 2014. That's from the Loyal Order of the Moose 1579, which is right up here on North Main Street, which was explained to me that that is the fifth, I think he said the 15th largest moose club in the country, which surprised me. And they are growing greatly. I was surprised by the thousands. I should have written down the numbers, but I think he said there were well over 4,000 members to that club. And they, because of that, they want to build an additional storage building out behind their main structure. The Plan Commission took a look at this. The Moose had been in and talked with the zoning and service directors, and some changes were made to that. We backed it away from the property line a little bit, and as a result of that, the Plan Commission also recommended approval of that. So there are two issues here that need to have public hearings set. Mr. Haney.
Yes, do we have a date in mind?
Look towards the clerk.
If you do it on one of your regular meetings, it would be July 21st.
Because we do not have a first meeting in June, apparently.
Right. The first meeting in July. Is that sufficient?
Kevin, do you think that's a problem for either of the applicants? Might be for Highland Meadows. Might be for the Moose.
I don't think it works, because I don't think it's anything that they're planning on doing for the tournament or anything. The Moose, quite frankly, I'm not sure of their schedule. They've never really indicated during their meetings.
We can't do it before our second meeting in June. We don't have.
Well, no, you're talking about June. I don't think that's enough days out. It has to be
today, June 16th. Oh, it's not.
The earliest that you can possibly do it for me to get the correct timing for my legal notices is June 23rd, which is a Monday.
A week after the second meeting in June.
Yeah, that would be the absolute earliest.
Could we set it for the date in July? Let's set it for the date in July with a contingent that we'll contact the applicants, and if we need to do it quicker, we will do it on the 23rd. So I would move that we set hearings on SUP 1-2014 and 2-2014 at 7 o'clock on July 21st, which is a regularly scheduled meeting in July, subject, however, to the understanding that in the event that either applicant needs action on this before that, we will hold June 23rd, the evening of June 23rd at 7 o'clock. We'll hold that as the possible backup time for that public hearing.
I'll second that.
And I'll be absent that night, but I don't think that jeopardizes the quorum.
We will need to make that determination very quickly, because the legal notice lists the date of the public hearing, so we'll have to contact them and see. It only makes sense if you're going to have a public hearing on June 23rd that you would also schedule a special council meeting, because it doesn't do any good to have a public hearing
right,
and not have a vote of council. So let us check it out and see if anybody has a problem with that. That's all we can do, and we'll let you know if we need to move them ahead. But you
that's,
need to, to get it in the paper quickly.
We got a couple days window then, right? Today's the 19th, right?
Well, we'll just call them, we can call them in the morning.
Yep. All right. We'll handle it that way, so there's a...
This is a business-friendly, good government.
And I would recommend that SUP 1 be at 7:00 and SUP 2 be at 7:15.
Okay.
All right.
Or 7:05.
So there's a motion to authorize the clerk to advertise both of those public hearing times and dates. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're ready to move on to agenda item 7. This is the complete streets policy. This was brought to us by the service director. The complete streets policy is becoming a requirement to receive, or to be eligible for all the points available on grant applications. But I'd like to have the service director give us his reason for, expand on that, his reason for doing this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Complete streets is a, I'll call it a new buzzword, if you will, that, a new program that comes along as tends to happen. What it is a complete program that can handle any kind of transportation or any kind of individual that wants to travel that area. Bike lanes, obviously vehicle lanes, public transportation, ADA accessibility, walkers, you know, anything that wants to utilize that area. Obviously, there are some areas that make sense for all of those to be provided, and there's some areas that it doesn't make sense for all of those to be provided. It's not financially feasible. It's not environmentally feasible. If you're crossing a ditch or running along the river and only have so much room, you can't do it. So what the policy that we place before you is one that indicates that the city is in favor and a progressive community that would believe in a complete streets policy, but one that also gives us discretion as to where and when to provide those facilities, that we're not tied to it, that we have to provide them, that we're able to take a look at costs, we're able to take a look at how much green space that has to be consumed to accomplish it, things of that nature. A policy of this nature is required. The new transportation improvement program applications that TEMA CARD uses to score projects for this area has a specific question in there as to whether the community does have a complete streets policy and do they adhere to that policy. Without that policy, the next time we were to submit an application for that type of funding, we obviously would be at a competitive disadvantage because we wouldn't score those points. We would be giving away, if you will, I believe it's 8 points in an application. We've been working, Sean, myself, have been working for some time and trying to put together a policy that is one that meets the requirements in having a policy, but one that doesn't tie our hands and force us to do something that may not make sense in certain situations. So I recommend the policy that we have, and you know, if it's council's wish to refer to committee for further discussion, that's fine. It's not something that has to be done tonight, but I do recommend moving forward.
Mr. Milner, I think this would be something to go to your committee, and it is quite a document, quite a change. There is no rush to take this through tonight. If you've reviewed it and feel comfortable, we can do it tonight, or I would be happy for it to be referred to your committee and bring it back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that might be the prudent thing to do, is to take it to committee and take a look at it, and then bring it back on the second.
I will say this, I did a little internet research, seeing what people think about this policy, and found very positive feeling. And it is very consistent with what with the things we've talked about in terms of bike trails and access, kinds of things we're looking at, so. I know how to look on the internet and find out when you're going to get a problem, and this seems like, that's what I was looking for. I was looking to see what people, what problems people had with the policy in general, and found very little.
Mrs. Hussman.
Yes, I just, I noticed on here it says City of Sylvania and Sylvania Township Board of Trustees, so it's a joint endeavor. Is that correct, or?
I don't know that we vote for them.
I just saw that they were included. I thought that was a wonderful idea.
I think we would strike that, actually.
That's such a good idea. We're going to take that out.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Hussman.
I didn't mean for it to be correction. I was excited about that idea.
I think it would be wonderful, but they'd have to pass it for themselves.
Right, right.
Mr. Mayor, would this be an appropriate time to set a Streets Committee meeting?
It would be.
I'm looking at...
Looking at, you probably need a motion to refer it.
Yes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Refer to.
It's been moved and seconded to refer this Complete Streets policy to the Streets Committee for their research and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now let's set that Streets Committee meeting.
I'm looking at Friday, May the 30th, possibly 8 a.m. Does that have any possibilities for Mr. Brown, Ms. Hussman, and Ms. Westfall? Okay, so we'll set the Streets Committee meeting for Friday, May the 30th, at 8 a.m. in this room. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Milner. Clerk is to post that meeting time, and we'll be all set. Let's move on to agenda item 8. You have in your council packets a document I was given a couple of times, once from Trustee John Crandall, another time from the fire chief. Fire chief did attend the city's staff meeting last Thursday morning, talked about his latest report for fire and emergency services, but also spent a few minutes talking about the potential for a fire levy in November. This is an outline document, and actually the dates, the target dates that are on the front there are out of date. If you go by this, you need to have your input back to them by tomorrow, and they don't mean that. They're not trying to pressure it back to you that fast. They just got it out a little later than they had hoped. This is an important issue. We have faced fire levies in the past. Sometimes we work together. Mr. Brown has a lot of experience in this on fire levies. It's been, I think, 6 years since the last fire levy, and the last levy was, I believe it's 1.25 mils, and it built new fire stations, bought new equipment, and did operate the system for some time. They are looking for some capital improvements, and you'll find those listed in here as well. And they also have some issues on expanding the service, and also you always have to pay inflation rates for employees. So they are out in the community, including the City of Sylvania City Council, asking for input, and I would recommend that this be referred to probably the Safety Committee for your input. I'm sure that Chief Kowalski will be glad to come to your Safety Committee meeting. We asked him if he would be, and he indicated yes. I don't think they're looking for a report back any sooner than 2 to 4 weeks, I would say. Take your time to do this. This is, they've taken the whole first part of this year to come up with this policy. So study it well, and it's best in the community if the city and the township can be together on this, and that's the way to get the new levy passed.
So We need a motion.
Need a motion to refer it to Safety Committee?
So I would move that we move this to the Safety Committee for further study and review.
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer this document, potential fire department levy, to the Safety Committee for their review and recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Want to set a meeting time?
How about Wednesday, June 4th, or Friday, June 6th at 8 a.m.?
What were those dates again? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Both are after me.
Okay.
Could we dovetail on the 30th?
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Dovetail, go to 9 o'clock?
How about, you think you're meeting?
How about 8:30? How about 8:30?
Yeah, probably 8:30.
Yeah. So May 30th, 8:30 a.m., does that work for Safety Committee members? At least, which is Westboro, Brown, Hanem, and Milner.
Yeah.
Okay, 8:30, Safety Committee meeting, and we'll probably want to check with Chief Kowalski and see if he's available or interested.
Mr. Aller, will you check with Chief Kowalski's calendar? If, even if the chief can't come, we could perhaps have the township administrator or one of the deputy chiefs come in, or even trustee. John Crandall's very familiar with it. I think anybody over there can represent it. And they may actually want to send more than one representative anyways.
Thank you.
Okay, so the clerk will post that meeting as well. Ready to move on to agenda item 9. Proposed ordinance 29-2014. This is to authorize a donation of bicycles that the city police department has accumulated to the Sylvania Area Family Services. Chief Brodus.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Over the past year, we have had numerous bicycles turned into us as found property. And usually we're able to track down the owners of all these bikes and return them to them. Occasionally we have a few bikes that we can't locate the owners. So what we do is we have to wait a certain amount of time. We go to Sylvania Court and we have them ordered as abandoned property to the police department. Personally, we don't have any use for the bicycles at the police department, and we would like to donate them to Sylvania Area Family Services. They have a better use for the bicycles than we do. So it would be my recommendation, my request to council for approval to donate these bicycles that we have.
How many bicycles, Chief?
We have seven.
Seven right now. And then the intent would be that they would in turn donate them to needy,
correct,
people?
We're coming into summertime. This is an excellent time to get these bikes into their hands. So we would need, there is a ordinance here, 29-2014. Mr. Brown, you're on that board, so I'm looking to you to read this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 29-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the donation of bicycles to Sylvania Area Family Services, determining said items to be of no further use to the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 29-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 29-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 29-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 29-2014 is approved. Agenda item 10 is proposed ordinance 30-2014. This is an annual ordinance to enter into contracts for our Safety City personnel. We've already had a sign-up period for Safety City. Chief, I don't know whether you happen to know how many youngsters we have signed up.
Approximately 180.
It's a very popular program. Whenever I go out into the schools for another program, DARE, or even Arbor Day, I ask the kids, how many of you went to Safety City? And invariably, all the hands go up, except maybe just a few kids that came from the outside. They moved in here after they did that. But that's a very popular program, and the kids remember that program. We have a number of ladies, and there's a couple of men here as well. Actually, there have been men in the past. I don't see them this year. Several of them have been doing it for several years, and I really recommend that you get this taken care of. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 30-2014. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into agreements with a head teacher, teachers, and aides for the Sylvania Safety City program being conducted by the Sylvania Division of Police, providing funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. There is a man, Zachary. All right. I thought there was a man. I just couldn't put my eye on it. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 30-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 30-2014.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 30-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 30-2014 is approved. Agenda item 11 is a resolution 15-2014. We've done a couple of these recently. This is to adopt a statement indicating what services will be provided in an area proposed to be annexed. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution is, as you know, we've had a few of these earlier in the year. It's the next procedural step in the annexation that we filed for three properties on Holland-Sylvania Road. We just have to, council has to adopt the statement indicating what services we will provide to them, which are the same services all city residents get. If you, and I would recommend its approval.
Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And again, we note that these were people coming to us requesting annexation. And with that, I will introduce resolution number 15-2014. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only, adopting a statement pursuant to revised code of Ohio 709.03D, indicating what services will be provided to the area proposed to be annexed to the city of Sylvania by petition for annexation filed with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 15-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution number 15-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 15-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 15-2014 is approved. Going to page 2 of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 12, committee reports, and there have been four committee report or committee meetings since our last council meeting. We'll take them in the order on the agenda. So 12A is Zoning and Annexation Committee report from May 16th. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Zoning Committee met on May 16th to consider a new ordinance, Chapter 1152, which incorporates Secretary of Interior's standards for architectural review to maintain the historical value and importance of our downtown area. This is part of our current grant, phase two grant effort, and we are going to move forward and introduce ordinance number 31-2014 here momentarily to get that before the zoning, before the Planning Commission, so that they can review it. And I guess that's really what we need to do. We need to refer it to them.
Correct.
We decide we need to refer this to them rather than introduce it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be referring that to them. The other thing that we talked about is that we currently have three chapters of the revised code that have architectural review provisions, chapter 1151 and 1187, as well as this new 1152. And we have taken it upon ourselves to try and consolidate those into a single statute with clear delineation of the requirements, and including a clear map of where each of these standards would apply to try and make it a little more, a little easier for people looking to do development in our core part of downtown, our downtown area and the core of the city going forward. But in order to get the ball moving, we're, and to meet our grant application requirements, I'm going to ask that we, I'm going to move that we refer ordinance number 31-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and comment.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to refer ordinance number 31-2014 to the Municipal Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this will appear on the Plan Commission's next agenda, which is on June 11, 2014, and hopefully they will have a report back to you for your next, for the next meeting, which is on Monday, June the 16th. Anything in addition to report, Mr. Hanum?
Nothing more than that.
All right, moving on to agenda item 12B. Also on Friday, May the 16th, there was an Economic Development Subcommittee meeting held. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor, the committee met at 8:30 to specifically address a continuation of the discussion about downtown parking initiatives, follow up on a meeting that occurred 2 weeks prior. One of the major areas of discussion was the parking situation behind the businesses on the east side of Main Street, basically along Summit Street. Committee felt that it is appropriate to ask the administration to investigate several issues related to that parking in that area. Therefore, a motion was made to recommend to council that it make a recommendation to the administration to review several specific areas or issues. The first would be to ask the law director to specifically look at things that might be done, excuse me, in concert with the property owners of those lots along Summit, that would pave the way, no pun intended, to allow the city to make some investment in that area. There was no specific suggestion of what might be done. I think the thought would be some sort of a lease situation, some sort of a process that would give the city a bit more control over that property moving forward before any investment were made. Thought might be that the law director could look at what not only is on the books, but what's being done effectively in other municipalities. Secondly, to investigate the status of the duplex on Summit Street just south of Maplewood as a possible acquisition or adjunct to the parking on that in that area. There was some specific interest in talking to the owners about their interest in creating an easement across the backyard that would provide for some access to our existing parking, the existing parking there from Maplewood. We don't really know what the status of that dwelling is or what the interest in the city might be for it, but we felt that some information around that duplex might be helpful. And then finally, ask the service department to begin to develop some top line options for parking in that area. That would be a follow-up if the law director was able to give us some suitable ways to facilitate that with the property owners. So we would recommend to council that council approve sending that to the administration. I guess that's a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to send the recommendations of the Economic Development Subcommittee onto the administration for their action and report back to you. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Mr. Lukey, it seems to me that I read something in an email that gave us a couple of months.
I think that it would be appropriate to have perhaps that whole set of requests done in 90 days. That allows us to get ahead of the budgeting cycle for 2015, which I think would be the intent. I would hope that the law director could come back with some thoughts about it, though, on the early side, so that we could then, if appropriate, ask the service director to begin to put some recommendations together. There were two other matters discussed at that meeting very quickly. One was a request of the administration that we didn't feel required council action to develop a list of special event parking areas in our downtown. There are a lot of infill parking and pocket parking lots that are available on, for special events, the most recent of which was the Udell Law Firm lots that apparently Mr. Sanford was able to get a commitment to be used for that purpose. We thought it would help the organizers of special events downtown to be able to identify wherever that parking is, perhaps post it online on our website, and also create some signage around those specific parking areas. So I think there was some agreement that the administration could just move forward on that request. And then finally, there was a little bit of discussion about the potential completion of parking on the Laros property that was acquired earlier this year by the city. The Laros property could conceivably be beneficiary of any Tier 2 grant funding that we might get. The question was, where do those, what happens to the dollars that are already in the city budget if we do get Tier 2 funding to help with that project? And Mayor Stout, you told us that the dollars could be used for improvements here at the, on the civic lot behind this building.
Some of them would be used here.
For resealing, restriping, and potentially some mill and fill. So I think that was the extent of the conversation around parking. We'd agreed to continue to have further discussion about parking, but no meeting was, next meeting was scheduled.
Thank you. Any questions of Chairman Lutke? Hearing none, let's move along then to agenda item 12C. There was a safety committee meeting held this evening at 6:15 in these council chambers. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a safety committee meeting this evening. All members of the committee and council and many other members of administration were present. Our primary focus was to discuss proposed ordinance 27-2014, which amends Chapter 1505 AIA Ohio National Fire Codes. And in addition to that, we also looked at another suggestion that was brought up from Mr. Hanum. So I'll start with the first point. The committee had Deputy Chief Mike Frolick join us, and he spoke to the changes that were occurring in this legislation. And what he really shared with us is that this allows us to bring the city back in line with the state and the township regulations. They have already been adopted by the state of Ohio, and it's really just a method of making sure that we are all up to speed and current in our legislation. The committee recommended that we move forward with this legislation this evening and that it be presented and voted on.
And we actually have a new version of it. Pass them around here. Law director handed those to me. There are some changes in it. I don't know what you want to, if you want to tell us what those were.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
They went the other way.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The body of the ordinances was just amended to reflect the referral of the legislation to the safety committee and then its recommendation back to council. That's the only change to the body of the ordinance. There was no change to the proposed amendments.
So I'd like to introduce ordinance number 27-2014. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Amending chapter 1505 AIA, Ohio and National Fire Codes of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979 as amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 27-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 27-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 27-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 27-2014 is approved. Any additional? Yes.
And in addition to that, Mr. Hanum brought before the Safety Committee a discussion for consideration of changes to Our ordinance is 505.08, nuisance conditions and feeding of wildlife and stray animals prohibited. There was some discussion and review of possible adjustment and additions to the legislation. And so the committee has, is requesting administration to draft an updated ordinance on this and to open our next safety committee meeting to public comment from anyone who may want to discuss this legislation before it goes to final approval. So with that, I'd like to actually schedule the safety committee meeting if I can at this sure. time. I actually have a conflict on June 2nd and probably couldn't be here before 6:45 that night if we wanted to.
Didn't we have a safety committee
schedule? Oh, we do. That's the fire. You're right. In fact, I even told Deputy Chief Frolic that we'd probably be doing these two things together. So that will make sense.
You know what?
But that'll make for a little longer meeting, so I would want to make sure.
I'm not sure that's
available.
A good time to have this particular. We maybe ought to schedule another safety committee meeting.
For the evening to allow people
to come. Could we schedule it for the.
We could, at 6:40, you think
I could be here by 6:45, I think. I don't think I could be here before
that. Let's do it at 6:45.
Yeah.
That'll give us.
If it got really hot in here,
we could go to our meeting.
The fire department here.
All right. No, I think we ought to do our fire meeting separate from this.
So you're suggesting when?
6:45 on Monday, June 2nd.
Yeah.
I do think we want to have public comment here if they'd like to be available. Okay. So I think that's good. Thank you very much, then. We'll move forward.
Although it would be safer to do it.
But I think we want to make sure there's an opportunity for public
comment. We want to.
I'm just.
If yes, we're sorry. Opening up for public comment, let's make sure that the public is available.
I think your plan is fine. I think the comments are correct. Those are two different groups of people, and you want to make sure each group has a chance to speak and not be confused with the other issue. So the clerk can post that time.
So I move that that city administration prepare legislation incorporating the recommended changes and that we post the meeting date for June 2nd at 6:45.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to set that date for proposed cat legislation, cat feeding legislation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the blade is here, and she's typing in the date right now. Okay. Anything further from the safety committee?
You know, just one quick side comment. The law director is going to check if there are any other similar ordinances in any other parts of the state and perhaps do some follow-up with Twinsburg about the success of their current ordinance.
Correct.
Throughout the state, not just this part of the state. Throughout the state of Ohio, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 12D, a report from the Utilities Environmental Committee concerning their meeting at 6:45 this evening. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We held a utilities meeting today at 6:45. The reason for the meeting was to discuss amendments to Chapter 941 of Codified Ordinances of the City of Sylvania. Most of the changes are housekeeping or bringing it into line with our present practices, because it hasn't been revised in quite a while. And Kevin Aller, service director, went over each one of the changes, explained it to the committee, what those changes meant and why they were made. The only major change that any of us saw was how we calculate or estimate low income in the city of Sylvania. And it was recommended that we start using HUD parameters. It will help us not only in administrating this, but it'll give us some, you know, fair and good guidelines on how to come up with estimate of low income. homes, you know, for refuge fees in the city of Sylvania. It was recommended that council request the administration to put together legislation for our next scheduled council meeting with all the changes that we went over for ordinance 28-2014, I believe. Yes, 28-2014. That was the recommendation. I suppose that's be a form of a motion. Okay.
Moved and seconded to refer ordinance 28-2014 back to the administration for some updates and corrections to it.
Correct.
And to bring it back at the next council meeting. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll be back to you on June 2nd with revised legislation for ordinance 28-2014. Any further committee business to be reported at this time? There have already been several referrals to committees this evening, but any additional items members of council would like to bring up for referral to committee? Hearing none. Added agenda item 14, Mr. Lukey wanted to share with us an event at the Ability Center right here in the city of Sylvania.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is just informational. Members of council might appreciate getting a brief update on what's been happening at the Ability Center. As you know, this is a organization with headquarters in the city. They've expanded a couple of times over the last few years, most recently to accommodate the assistance dog program, which is operating successfully out of its Monroe Street headquarters. So there is a Friends of the Center breakfast, which is essentially an update on what's going on there, on Tuesday morning, June 10th at 8 a.m., and members of council are invited to attend.
All right. City of Sylvania benefits by the Ability Center being right here in Sylvania. They serve all the greater Toledo area and Ottawa County and Bryan. At the old Toledo Society for the Handicap. They're a great organization. They do a lot of good work for us. And if you're not familiar with them, I encourage you to attend that breakfast. But I do see that there's a RSVP requirement down there by June the 3rd. Thank you, Mr. Lucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
With that, we've come to the end of our agenda. Informational items. I wanted to give you an update on Mike Tansey. I did visit with him last week. He is terminally ill. He is in the hospice center over at the Flower Hospital campus. He was in much better spirits and much better health when I visited with him last Wednesday. I've been told that he might not be conscious, and he was. He was very cognizant of all that was going on, and I was pleased by that because I did declare last Wednesday as his day in the city of Sylvania. Whether it's the care that he was receiving, the drugs that he was on, he had been losing blood internally and he had stabilized a little bit, but he is still terminally ill, and I wanted you to be aware of that. It's very sad when we have this happen to anyone, especially someone actively employed by the city of Sylvania. He has had time to work on his private affairs, and he has also been working on city business while ill, and even over at the Gerlich Center, or not the Gerlich Center, the hospice center. Our assistant IT department manager has been visiting with him daily over there to work on city issues. There will be no transition problems or any issues with that, but please keep Mike in your prayers. With that, we are at the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, June the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers.